Stevens joins us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team Hotline. Zach, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely. I'm excited to join you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we get things rolling today in the Broncos coaching search. It starts with Aaron Glenn, Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, former Jets cornerback. And I think of the list of candidates right now that the Broncos have asked the league office to interview, Aaron Glenn to me seems to be toward the very bottom, not the very bottom of that list. Where would you rank Aaron Glenn in terms of your interest and you think the Broncos' potential interest in him being the next head coach of this team?
Yeah, no disrespect to Aaron Glenn, and anytime you start that, something bad follows. No disrespect to him, but he's probably at the bottom of that list, and there is no way the Broncos could sell Aaron Glenn to this fan base right now from what this fan base is looking for. Not only a defensive guy, and the Broncos are looking at some defensive guys, and I'm not saying they won't hire a defensive guy, but coming from one of the worst teams in the league and coming from a team that had the second worst defense in the NFL. Now, certainly, that's not all on Aaron Glenn by any means. The Detroit Lions are a bottom of the league team in terms of talent. He's a very respected coach, and the biggest thing that Aaron Glenn has in his favor is the number one thing that George Payton is looking for, and that is leadership. Aaron Glenn, from everything I've heard, is a fantastic leader. The people in Detroit love him, and he was very beloved in New Orleans, where he was a coach before he jumped over to Detroit with Dan Campbell last year. But saying that, the Broncos cannot make him their next head coach. So this is a good person to get some information for, and they've heard very good things about him in the past. So I think that's why they're starting things off with him. But to be honest, I don't think he has a real shot here.
Zach Stevens, DNVR, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Then tomorrow, Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. And if you're a Broncos fan, hoping that somewhat pie in the sky, but let's hope that maybe the Broncos can somehow pull it off, trying to get Aaron Rodgers in a trade with the Green Bay Packers. Nathaniel Hackett would certainly be a guy that would help maybe sway Aaron Rodgers coming to Denver. And then Luke Getsy, who's the quarterback's coach for the Packers. The Broncos will interview him on Saturday. So a couple of guys with strong Aaron Rodgers ties, Zach, coming up today and tomorrow for the Broncos to interview.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the thing with looking at these coaches and Dan Quinn's connection to Russell Wilson, in my opinion, you cannot hire one of these guys with the intention of then bringing over that quarterback, whether it's Russ for Dan Quinn or whether it's Rodgers with Getsy and Hackett. You can't do that because the chances of them leaving their teams already aren't that great, and then the chances of the Broncos landing them still aren't that great. Now, it's a great little thing that they have in their back pocket, the connection to Aaron Rodgers for these two guys. And that would certainly help if Aaron Rodgers forces his way out of Green Bay, but you can't plan on that. So you look at these two candidates, and Nathaniel Hackett is a legitimate front runner in the Broncos coaching search. He's also getting a lot of interviews around the league as well. He's one of the hottest candidates out there, and he's a guy that not only has the offensive mind, not only has worked with Aaron Rodgers the past couple of years, but when he was in Jacksonville, he helped Blake Bortles' offense be a top five offense. That's probably the biggest thing that he has going for him, is he turned a Blake Bortles offense into a really good offense. So that's one of the things that gets me excited about him. The other thing that gets me excited about him is the type of leader he is. He's pretty much the opposite of Vic Fangio, where Vic was pretty even-keeled, never got too high, that is certainly for sure, and was tough on his players. Nathaniel Hackett is a guy that is full of energy and is going to cater to every single player in terms of how they need to be led. That's a big sign of leadership right there. And he brings so much energy. So he'd be just a ball of fun to have around. And then Luke Getsy, their passing game coordinator and quarterbacks coach, he's a guy that's an up-and-comer. And he's probably not viewed as a legitimate candidate to be the Broncos head coach. But if the Broncos get Nathaniel Hackett or if they get Dan Quinn, there's ties with Quinn and Getsy in the past, he could be their next offensive coordinator. So they're doing their due diligence both at the head coaching position, but then also at potential coordinators, and including one of those guys is Jerod Mayo. He could be considered as a defensive coordinator for the Broncos if they don't hire him as head coach.
DNVR, Zach Stevens joining us on the Jim Davis Show. What's your thought on guys like Hackett and Moore and Bieniemy? Is it a chicken and egg thing? Is there a propensity for them to maybe be like an Adam Gase, where the quarterback and the head coach made them look really good and they got a job and, you know, just really weren't able to bring that success with them?
Absolutely. That is something that concerns you, and that's why you absolutely have to do your due diligence. And what's crazy is 9 of the 10 coaches the Broncos are interviewing don't have head coaching experience. So if you do hire the one with head coaching experience, which is Dan Quinn, that's a safe hire. You know what you're getting with him. You know he's not going to be a Josh McDaniels. You know he's not going to blow things apart here. Any of these other guys, you are taking a little risk because you don't know if Nathaniel Hackett's energy is going to fall on deaf ears. Now, I wouldn't expect it to, but there's a chance it does. Eric Bieniemy, he's a guy that he's had Patrick Mahomes, and he's worked under Andy Reid the past couple of years. Of course, he's going to look great. Matt Nagy also was in that situation, went on to the Bears, looked great his first year. In fact, was head coach of the year, but then things fell apart. So that is something that absolutely does concern you. And all the youth that the Broncos are looking at, personally, I love it. 6 of their 10 candidates are in their 30s. But that also means it's a wild card. You don't know as much about these guys.
Zach Stevens, DNVR, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. I think I already have the answer to this question, but we'll go ahead and let you answer it anyway, Zach. What would you value more? The guy that blows you away in the interview if you're George Payton, or the experience of, say, a Doug Peterson, a Dan Quinn, guys that have taken teams to a Super Bowl? What would you value more if you're involved in that evaluating process?
You know, the Broncos have had their mind made up the past couple head coaching searches going in to the process, and they haven't allowed themselves to be blown away. And then you see some of these guys around the league that have blown teams away, the Sean McVays, the Kyle Shanahans. In fact, Kyle Shanahan blew the Broncos away in their interview, but the Broncos were already closed-minded. They already had decided on Vance Joseph. And we see how those things worked out. I personally, I really hope that this coaching search has an open mind, because I would want to be blown away by one of these candidates. Look, the Broncos have gone the steady route, the defensive route. They've gone with who they thought was the safe choice the past couple of times, and it hasn't worked out. This team needs so much offense, so much energy, so much passion, and I think that's what you get in these head coaching interviews that blow you away, is that. And so I'm okay with trying a first-time head coach again, as long as it's the right guy. And you don't have to have offense, but man, in the AFC West, it really feels like you do. So I want to be blown away in these interviews.
DNVR, Zach Steven joining us on the Jim Davis Show. Front range-wise, what's the percentage, I guess, reticence-wise, to go with a third straight first-time head coach when the last 5 years hasn't worked out very well?
Yeah, and I think that's why Dan Quinn is the leader in the clubhouse right now, because he is the only guy that does have experience. And I think that's something when you talk about leadership, and that's one thing George Payton pointed to time and time again after moving on from Vic Fangio, which he's looking for leadership. That's the number one thing he's looking for in the next head coach. And you can tell a guy has leadership being an offensive coordinator, being a quarterback's coach, being an inside linebacker's coach like Gerard Mayo. But you can really tell, you can guarantee it when he's been a former head coach. And Dan Quinn, he's actually had pretty good offensive success under him when he's been a head coach. But the one thing that he's absolutely had is good leadership. And so I think that's something the Broncos are looking for. And you can more easily find that from a former head coach.
DNVR Zach Stevens joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So, Zach Stevens, Broncos GM, you would hire blank.
I'm going Kevin O'Connell, okay. A guy we haven't talked about yet, but he is the offensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams. And people are saying, well, wait, Sean McVay is the head coach there. He's really the offensive guy. He's the one calling plays. And that is true. But if you look in the past, that has not deterred other coaches from having success. You look at Matt LaFleur out in Green Bay. He worked under Sean McVay. He did not call plays, and he was successful. And then the biggest thing with Kevin O'Connell is he is viewed as one of the most up-and-coming, if not the most up-and-coming, young offensive guys in the NFL. Last year, when Brandon Staley left as the Rams defensive coordinator and went to become the Chargers head coach, he tried to bring Kevin O'Connell with him to be his offensive coordinator. And Sean McVay stepped in and said, no, You are not leaving. I can't lose you. And Sean McVay has not done that in the past with other guys. I mentioned Matt LaFleur. He let Matt LaFleur go to be the Titans offensive coordinator for a year. He said, nope, Kevin O'Connell is too valuable for me. So two of the brightest minds in the NFL, Brandon Staley and Sean McVay, have said this guy is really, really good. That's someone that I am not looking over. And I think that's the guy that could blow you away in an interview.